In the realm of jokes pastors make as they're preparing their sermons, last week my friend Sarah thought that she would take inspiration from John the Baptist for her Christmas cards. It wouldn't look quite so as inviting as this image. It would be more like, "Happy holidays, you brood of vipers. Repent and have a happy new year." It would get attention anyway. I'm not sure what kind of attention. John the Baptist hasn't usually been the first person to come to my mind when I think of peace on earth, goodwill toward all. But as Amy reminded us, peace is more than just the absence of fighting. Is it truly peace when we avoid uncomfortable conversations around the holiday dinner table? Is it truly peace if there is resentment simmering underneath? Is it peace when we don't say what we're really thinking, as John the Baptist surely did? Maybe sometimes it is that is peace, when it feels like a boundary you've set for your own safety and well-being in a given crowd. But other times when we don't speak the truth and yet resentfully wait for someone to read our minds, we create our own hills and valleys and crooked paths around the things that need to be said. Hills and valleys that block our view of true shalom, wholeness, peace. The way of peace does not promise to be the easy way, but it is the way we need. And in John the Baptist, we find Isaiah's promise of heavenly bulldozers and dump trucks to blast right through the convoluted landscapes that we create in order to pretend that everything is just fine. There will be no more fine in John's renovation. There will be no more peace for some and not for others. When the hills are leveled and the valleys filled, all flesh shall see on that horizon the salvation of God. All bodies shall be guided in the way of peace. All people will be asked, bear fruit worthy of repentance. That is, have your life look like you have chosen the way of peace over all other ways. Have your life look like you know you're forgiven, because you did not get there on your own. The Lord is our righteousness. I say it again from last Sunday. This is the place the people of God will come home to, a place named the Lord is our righteousness. It is God who shows us what good looks and acts like and teaches us about salvation by forgiving our sins. This is what Zechariah sang about his son John. You will go before the Lord to prepare his ways, to give knowledge of salvation to his people by the forgiveness of their sins. The words of Isaiah that were quoted about John describe a God who is clearing the landscape to rush to the rescue of God's exiled children. This is the God who hurtled through a birth canal to be born in loud cries and slippery mess, to rush to the rescue of all flesh, all people, bodies and souls, who need to see, hear, smell, touch the salvation of God. The salvation of God has become incarnate and fleshed in the Prince of Peace, who reigned first in the gutters of society. The word of God, we read, also did not wait around to be found, but came to John, son of Zechariah, in the wilderness, on the fringe of good company and the edges of polite society. The word of God came there, and it was there that John proclaimed the things that make for peace in his own disconcerting, disorienting way. In John, we are reminded that peace does not only soothe and pacify. Sometimes peace disturbs the status quo. Peace flusters the privileged. Peace embarrasses the smooth talkers. Peace comforts the afflicted and afflicts the comfortable. peace proclaims the things that must be said, sometimes when we'd rather not hear them. A story, as it is retold by Jim Wallace. In the most troubling days of apartheid in South Africa, the government began shutting down political anti-apartheid rallies. Amid this persecution, Archbishop Desmond Tutu declared that he would hold a church service instead of a political rally. Held at St. George's Cathedral in Cape Town, the service attracted worshipers from all over South Africa. It also attracted hundreds of police who surrounded the cathedral in a show of military intimidation. As Tutu began preaching, the police entered the cathedral armed with guns and lined the walls. Some took out notebooks and began to record Tutu's words. Tutu remained unintimidated. He preached against the evils of apartheid, declaring it could not endure. At one point in his sermon, he turned to the police and said, "You are powerful. You are very powerful, but you are not gods, and I serve a God who cannot be mocked. So, since you have already lost, I invite you today to come and join the winning side." Immediately, the congregation erupted into song and dance. The police didn't know what to do. Their attempt at intimidation had failed. The waiting and watching of hope inspires courage for those who live and proclaim the way of peace. These pieces of art can be found on the website of the Canadian Mennonite. They're by Mennonite High School students, and they were submitted on the theme of peace on earth. I'm going to invite you into a few minutes of reflecting on these pieces or on the song that we'll be playing, which is also called Peace by Church of the Beloved. Where is the way of peace this Advent, and how will you live and proclaim it?